right along. And we're going to hear House Bill 1278. Welcome. This bill comes, it's to revise the definition of bear tree. It comes to us as a committee bill at the request of the governor. I'm hoping that this isn't a very complicated or long bill.
As I told the, first of all, my name is Brent Wilbur. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Office of the Governor. As I told the House Committee, I can pitch this, as they say on Name That Tune, I can pitch this bill in 3 minutes or less, and I will do that. 4 years ago, you passed a statute which created a cause of action for bearitry, the filing of malicious or bad faith causes of action in a civil lawsuit. This bill would expand that to include the filing of documents done in bad faith or with malice. The governor became concerned about the fact that in various kinds of lawsuits, attorneys seeking publicity or attorneys seeking to act in bad faith are filing documents and then basically calling the newspaper and letting them know that the documents are there before the other side has an opportunity to obtain a protective order. Tom Barnett, on behalf of the State Bar Association, and I met with the Supreme Court. This bill is part of a package. The Supreme Court has proposed and will hold a hearing in March in Vermilion with regard to a complementary set of rules that would deal with obtaining protective orders in civil actions in South Dakota. This bill would make it a substantive cause of action where a person files a document in bad faith or with malice. And that's what it does. And that is a cause of action that could be asserted in that case or another case. Under South Dakota law now, any document filed in a lawsuit, unless there's a protective order, is public record. And because of the definition of defamation, those documents that are filed and are public record cannot be the subject of a libel or slander lawsuit. In other words, a person can file anything they want with impunity. The standard protection of that is a protective order, but sometimes the protective order simply comes too late because you don't know that the document's been filed. I'll give you an example as to how this canon has been used to materially damage people. About a year ago, a woman came to my office in tears. She had been involved with a man who was in a divorce action. The other attorney sought to take her deposition and did take her deposition. She did not have an attorney. The attorney taking the deposition asked her, without objection from the other attorney, about the sexual relationship she had with the party in the divorce action. The attorney then proceeded to ask her about each and every sexual contact she'd ever had in her life in detail, and then took the deposition and filed it. I went down and quickly got a protective order on her behalf and sent her to the State Bar Association to make a complaint, but it was too late if anybody had gone in to read that. There are other instances that I could give you, but I know you're behind on time, so I won't bother you other than say this is part of a comprehensive effort made to ensure that documents are filed in good faith in South Dakota. I would also say that the Supreme Court has reviewed this legislation, and I personally discussed it with the Chief Justice and with Justice Gilbertson. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. I think I made my 3 minutes.
Thank you for being brief and to the point. Are there any questions? Senator Hutmacher?
Thank you. This applies to any civil action now. Is that the way this is amended? That's the way I understand that.
That's correct. Any civil action. One of the areas where the filing of documents in bad faith is most abused is in the obtaining of, as was discussed with the last bill, protective orders for domestic violence and the like. A lot of people say things in those affidavits that flat aren't true and would be defamatory if they weren't filed with the court. And I could give you several examples of those.
No, I just wanted to make sure.
No, that's correct. We change it to say any civil action.
Thank you very much. Are there other proponents to House Bill 1278? Other proponents? Are there any opponents to House Bill 1278? Any opponents? We'll close for committee action and discussion. Thank you, Senator Simmons. Do pass motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Ducard. Any further committee discussion? The secretary will call the roll. All those in favor of do pass motion will say aye. All those opposed will say nay.
Aye. Yay, 7.
Senate Bill, or I mean House Bill 1278 will move to the floor with a due pass motion. Is there a second?
Okay.
Any objection? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
House Bill 1278 will go on the consent calendar.